Listener's Special.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Hello and welcome to Listener's Special on this Sunday, January 2020-19. I'm Atef Erfani.
And I'm Ehran Derakhshande.
Listener's Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listener's Special is your program. It's your views that are important.
And we wish to express our condolences to all our Muslim listeners around the world on the occasion of 13th of Jamadi al-Awwal on the Islamic lunar calendar, the martyrdom anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the daughter of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. We wish to express our heartfelt condolences on this saddest of occasions.
Keep us company until the end of the program.
Our interview this week is with one of our listeners in India. Here's Shivendra Paul. Shivendra Paul is the president of the Mitali Listeners Club in West Bengal, India. And you can listen to our interview later on in our program.
And as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These are very useful to us, particularly to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us.
And quite a few of you have sent in reception reports. I can mention Eddie Prabowo from Indonesia, Lars Kuglund from Sweden, Andrew Kuznetsov from Latvia, Grant Skinner from England, United Kingdom, and Horst Merlich from Germany. So thank you to all of you who have sent in a reception report. Eddie Prabowo, Lars Kuglund, Andrew Kuznetsov, Grant Skinner, Horst Merlich, all of you who've sent in a reception report, you will be receiving a QSL card from us.
And thank you. And after a short break, we will be back with your kind emails and letters. This is Listener's Special.
And it's now time for us to go through your many kind emails, letters, and Facebook comments. We'll start off with a lengthy email from one of our regular listeners in Hungary. It's István Hegedus in Hungary. István Hegedus says, "Dear RRB English Radio, I'm sad to inform you that 2 months have passed since your last email in which you mentioned the mailing of a new QSL card to me. Unfortunately, so far, I haven't received your QSL card. Well, we're very sad about that. István Hegedus, we'll see what happened to your QSL card. István says, it seems like an unreasonable length of time for a letter to be delivered through the post, even if it is not an airmail envelope. I don't know what might have happened. Unfortunately, similar disappearances of certain letters have occurred in the past, and the letters seem to get lost in the postal system, or they simply vanish into thin air. Cases such as this have happened before." And István says, "I have a suggestion for you, but I don't know whether you will accept my suggestion. You can scan both sides of the QSL card before posting it And if the QSL card somehow disappears in the postal system or gets lost, you can send at least a scanned version of the QSL card to the listener by email. That's an interesting suggestion from István Hegedűs, our regular listener in Hungary. István, we'll send you another QSL card, and we're sad that you didn't receive our first QSL card, which was posted to you. And we don't know what the trouble might be. It may have got lost in the postal system. As you say, it could have got lost in the postal system in Hungary, for example, or here in the Islamic Republic of Iran. We don't know what's happened to it, but we will send you a second QSL card. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you very much. And one of our regular listeners, Nasiru Hassan from Bauchi State of Nigeria, has sent an email. He says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I feel very happy every time I see your message in my mailbox. Actually, I enjoy all your programs, but the best two of others to me are Listeners Special and Let's Know Islam. Listeners Special gives us a chance to express our opinion about the IRIB English Radio and also about the happenings around the world. While on the other hand, Let's Know Islam enlightens us to know the true meaning of our religion. In today's world, Islam is being misinterpreted by some Muslims and non-Muslims who want to tarnish or destroy the image of our religion. Last but not the least, I would like to use this opportunity to salute all hard workers of this great radio, especially the producer of this program, Listeners Special. Thank you very much, Nasiru Hassan from Bauchi State of Nigeria. We also thank you for your compliments and your kind message.
It's time for a short break. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back. Ivan Zeleny from Russia has sent an email. He says, Salam to all employees of the Voice of Islamic Republic of Iran. I first heard the radio station Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in year 2000. I liked the programs about history of Iran, Islamic and Iranian traditions, the foundations of Islam and Iranian music so much. I also like to listen to local IRIB programs on medium wave radio. Thank you for the excellent and informative programs. We also thank you, Ivan Zeleny from Russia, and we are so happy that you enjoyed our programs.
Yes, a big warm greeting to all our listeners throughout the world, particularly to all our listeners in Russia. Another nice email is from one of our listeners in India. It's Siddhartha Bhattacharji. Siddhartha Bhattacharji from India. He says, Dear IRIB English Radio, here I submit my audio clips of your radio broadcast in English. Kindly, could you send me a printed QSL card, stickers and other promotional items if available? And Siddhartha Bhattacharji says, I also have a question about Iran. And he says, what is the most popular form of transportation in your country?
Of course, there are different types
That's
of transportation
right.
in Iran.
That's right. There are many different types of transportation.
Yeah. Because, and people use...
That's right. There's a wide variety of transportation. But to answer your question, Siddhartha Bhattacharji, first of all, we did receive your audio clip and we will send you a QSL card. Thanks very much indeed for all the hard work and sending us an audio clip of our broadcasts to India. And the answer to your question is cars. Definitely cars. In Tehran, for example, a city with a population of about 12 to 14 million people, there are about 4 million cars here in Tehran, the Iranian capital. There are about 4 million cars right here in Tehran. And there are about 3 million motorcycles here in Tehran. So the most popular form of transportation in Iran is car and motorcycle.
Of course it is.
And thanks very much for your question. And do keep in touch. A very warm greeting to all our listeners in India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh.
Thank you very much. We will be back after seconds. Okay, and Enzo Pistone from Italy has sent an email. He says, Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, I send you this email to just thank you for the quick reply to your listeners. Looking forward to receiving your correspondence soon. Kind regards. Thank you, Enzo Pistone from Italy.
And also one of our listeners in England, David Ansell from Horsham in Sussex, England. David Ansell has kindly sent us a reception report and a handwritten letter. And David Ansell says, if the details given in my reception report are in accordance with your schedule and show that I've heard your broadcast, I'll be very pleased to receive your QSL card or verification QSL card and confirmation of my reception. Thank you in anticipation. Well, thanks very much to David R. Ansell from Horsham in Sussex. We will send you a QSL card. You've taken all the trouble of sending us a detailed reception report and a handwritten letter. Thanks very much indeed to David Ansell.
And it's time for the interview.
That's right. We've run out of time, but before we go, it's time for our regular interview with one of our listeners around the world. This week, we've interviewed one of our listeners in India. He's Shivendu Paul. Shivendu Paul is the president of the Matali Listeners Club, a radio listeners club in India, and he lives in West Bengal State in India.
We hope you'll enjoy the interview.
Shivendu Paul, the president of the Matali Listeners Club in Murshidabad, West Bengal, India, thanks very much indeed for taking part in this interview. Shivendu Paul, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your Matali Listeners Club.
I am Shivendu Paul, president of Matali Listeners Club, Agra, Barampur, Murshidabad, West Bengal State, India. My club, Matali Listeners Club, organized different club activity during the year. First, DS activity and social activity. In DS activity, we organized a DX radio and philatelic exhibition. There are many different listeners of different clubs in our district visit this exhibition, and we talk about the radio. Some digital radio set, magazine, program schedule, and philatelic camp and books exhibit there. Our school students also participated in this program, and we arranged a drawing competition in this occasion. This is our radio activity or DX activity.
Very good. Shivendu Paul, what is your message for our listeners around the world?
First, today our IRB English radio, that is World Service of IRB, is very useful radio station. Its program very interested and colorful. We can listen your program two times in our Indian and subcontinent countries and 24 hours in internet. Your program quality very nice and interested. For our club members are very interested about your program. Your news program and analysis are very updated news. Science and cultural program also interested to us. From Islamic program, increase our knowledge and changed mind to our listeners. Listeners, feedback and interview in Sunday special program, very interested. Now, your frequency in our area, reception quality, very good.
Very good. Shivendu Paul, one of our regular listeners in West Bengal, India, thanks very much indeed for taking part in this interview.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend a few minutes writing an email to us. We love to hear from our listeners who have any questions or comments about our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. And you can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.parstoday.com/en. And our telephone number is 00982122013720. Our profile in Facebook is www.facebook.com/parstodayen. Many thanks for being with us.